Biblical Theology, Chapter 10, Eschatology, Biblical Prophecy, The End Times, Eternity. Definition. Eschatology is the study of last things, events that will occur in the end times. The word comes from the Greek word eschaton, which refers to the end or final things. In theology, eschatology specifically focuses on the study of the prophetic books of the Bible and Christ's prophetic teachings, primarily those prophecies that are yet unfulfilled. It includes study of the rapture, the tribulation, the second coming, the millennium, final judgment, and eternity. It focuses on the prophetic books in Scripture and Christ's prophetic teaching. The study of eschatology is important because prophecy makes up a great amount of the biblical text. Eschatology also confirms the validity of God's word as we witness prophesied events being fulfilled in detail. The study of eschatology motivates believers to remain true to the faith as it gives details of their eternal destiny with God. There are some details about future events which are not revealed in God's word. And that which is revealed has been interpreted in different ways by theologians. It is not necessary to understand all the conflicting opinions regarding prophecy. Most of these interpretations center on the exact timing of certain prophetic events or specific details of these events. What is important to foundations of the Christian faith is a general understanding of what the Bible says will happen in the future. Though some issues of eschatology appear complex, the ultimate conclusion is that Christ will reign forever and believers will be with him for all eternity. The following outline details the important events of eschatological studies. The rapture. The word rapture refers to a Latin term that means to be caught up. The Bible does not use the word rapture, but it speaks clearly of a time when believers in Jesus will be taken to be with him in an instant. The Bible teaches that the Lord will return to earth for believers. Jesus promised his followers, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be." John chapter 14, verses 2 to 3. This event can take place at any time, and thus it is referred to as the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul provided details about Christ's return. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. From this passage we learn that Christ himself will return. Verse 16. There will be a resurrection from the grave of those who were believers when they died. Verse 16. There will be a rapture, which means the act of taking a person from one place to another. Living believers will be taken from earth to meet Christ. Verse 17. There will be a reunion between believers who have previously died, believers living at the time of Christ's return, and their Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17. Some people believe the rapture will occur before the period of time known as the tribulation, and that believers will not have to experience any of this terrible time on earth. Others believe the rapture will happen midway through this period. Still others believe the rapture will happen at the end of the tribulation. The different views of the timing of the rapture results from various interpretations of the prophetic information given in Scripture. What is most important is to know you are a true believer and will be ready to go with Jesus when he returns. The Tribulation. The Bible tells of a terrible time on earth which is called the Tribulation. Revelation chapter 7 verse 14 and Matthew chapter 24 verses 21 through 22. The Tribulation is also referred to as the Day of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 13 verse 5. The Day of Wrath, Revelation chapter 6 verse 17. And the Time of Jacob's Trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. The tribulation will last for 42 months or 1,260 days. Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 through 27. It will be a very difficult time. There have been many difficult times in the world down through history, but three things will distinguish the tribulation from all other times of trouble. First, it will be worldwide and not just local. Revelation chapter 3 verse 10. Second, people will realize the end of the world is near. Revelation chapter 6, verse 16. Third, the intensity of the trouble will be greater than ever before experienced. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14. During the tribulation, there will be a series of judgments from God on those remaining in the world. These are described in Revelation chapters 6, 8 to 9, and 16. And Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14. The major purposes of the tribulation is to pour out judgment on wicked men and nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, chapter 11, verse 18, chapter 14, verse 10, chapter 16, verse 1, chapter 19, verses 1 to 2, and to prepare the nation of Israel to receive their Messiah. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 27 through 31, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, Daniel chapter 12 verse 1, and Revelation chapter 7 verses 1 to 8. The tribulation will immediately precede the second coming of Christ and the millennium. Matthew chapter 24 verses 15 through 31, and Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 through 21. The second coming and the millennium. After the tribulation, Jesus will return to earth, his second coming, defeat the enemy, and rule the earth in righteousness. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, and Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. The millennium refers to the thousand-year reign of Jesus on the earth. The city of Jerusalem will be the center of government. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, where Jesus will rule and reign. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. Here are some of the characteristics of the millennium reign of Jesus. War is eliminated. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4. The presence of God will be manifested. Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 24 through 28. People will have a personal relationship with God. Jeremiah chapter 32 verses 31 through 33. The Holy Spirit will be manifested. Joel chapter 2 verses 28 through 29. Believers will be Spirit-taught, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, and Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Righteousness will reign, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 3 to 5. There will be peace, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10, and chapter 65, verse 25. There will be great joy, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10, chapter 51, verse 11, in chapter 65, verses 18 through 19. There will be justice. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 20 through 23, and Zechariah chapter 14, verses 17 through 19. The curse on the earth is reversed. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 8. Productivity will increase. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 2, Amos chapter 9, verse 13. There will be changes in the animal world. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 25 and chapter 11 verses 6 to 8. This period will end when Satan is freed and stages a final revolt against God. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. Sadly, even after 1,000 years of God's reign, some people will openly oppose God and rebel. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 17 through 19. God will send fire from heaven and end all opposition. Satan will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And there will be final victory over Satan, demons, sin, evil world powers, and death. Revelation chapter 20. Here is a summary of the events associated with this period of time. The return of Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 18. Satan bound from operating for 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verses 2 to 3. The marriage of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 10. The battle of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 21. Chapter 16, verse 16. A great earthquake. Revelation chapter 16, verse 18. The judgment of the nations. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. The Antichrist and false prophet cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 19, verses 20 through 21. Jesus establishes his millennial kingdom. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 6. Satan is released one last time. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. There is a final rebellion. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. Satan is cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Here is a summary comparing the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Timing. The rapture can occur at any time. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 and chapter 3, verse 2. The second coming. General signs precede it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. Believers' involvement. The rapture, Jesus returns for believers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The second coming, Jesus returns with believers. Revelation chapter 19, verses 8 and 14. Purpose, Jesus catches up believers and returns with them to heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, and John chapter 14, verse 3. The second coming, Jesus defeats the enemy and establishes his kingdom on earth. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, and Revelation chapter 19, verses 15 through 16. Final judgment and eternity. All created beings will be judged by God. This is known as the time of final judgment. For detailed teaching on eternal judgment, see Chapter 10 of the Harvest Time International Network course entitled Foundations of Faith, available at http://www.harvesttime.org. Judgment will be done on the basis of the Word of God, and the outcome will separate all of mankind into two categories. Unbelievers. Those who died as unbelievers will be resurrected to face judgment. Because they did not repent from sin and accept Jesus as Savior, they will be condemned to eternity in hell. Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. The Bible teaches that hell was originally designed for Satan and his demons. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. But hell is also the destination of those who reject Christ as Savior. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 50, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. Hell is conscious torment where there is fire, weeping, and grinding of teeth. Matthew chapter 13, verse 50. There is no death, and the fire is not quenched. Mark chapter 9, verse 48. And it is a place of fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. Hell is eternal. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. It is called the second death. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. And is reserved for those whose names are not written in the book of life. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. True believers. True believers will be judged on their works, not to determine their eternal destiny. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, John chapter 5, verse 24, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Those who repented from sin and accepted Jesus as Savior will spend eternity in heaven in the presence of God. Revelation chapter 21. There are 5 specific rewards mentioned in Scripture referred to as crowns. A crown of rejoicing for those who won people to Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. An incorruptible crown for those who conquered the flesh. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. A crown of life for those who successfully endured trials. James chapter 1, verse 12. A crown of righteousness for those who loved and looked for His appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. A crown of glory for feeding and ministering to the flock of God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. The greatest reward, of course, will be eternal life in the presence of God. Heaven is a real place, as Jesus repeatedly claimed to have come from heaven. John chapter 6, verse 41 and verse 52. After His resurrection, He ascended into heaven, and someday He will return from heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. He is currently in heaven preparing a place for believers. John chapter 14, verse 3. In heaven, believers will have resurrected bodies. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And there will be no sin, sickness, or sorrow. There will be no more death, crying, or pain. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. We will be forever in the presence of God. Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 to 5. Prophetic Books of the Bible. Harvest Time International Network Legacy Bible Outlines provides notes for all of the prophetic books of the Bible. These outlines will enable you to study further on eschatology. The books of Daniel and Revelation are especially relevant to eschatology, and the outlines for these books include commentaries. Study these 2 books to expand your knowledge of eschatology. Following is a summary of the prophetic books of the Bible. All of the outlines for these books are in the Old Testament Legacy Bible Outlines, with the exception of the book of Revelation, which you will find in the New Testament Legacy Bible Outlines. All studies are available free at http://www.harvesttime.org. Isaiah warns of coming judgment against Judah because of their sin against God. Jeremiah, written during the later decline and fall of Judah, told of the coming judgment and urged surrender to Nebuchadnezzar. Lamentations, Jeremiah's lament or expression of sorrow over the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon. Ezekiel warns first of Jerusalem's impending fall and then foretells its future restoration. Daniel. The prophet Daniel was captured during the early siege of Judah and taken to Babylon. This book provides historic and prophetic teaching, which is important in understanding Bible prophecy. Hosea. Theme of this book is Israel's unfaithfulness, their punishment, and restoration by God. Joel tells of the plagues which foreshadowed future judgment. Amos, during a period of material prosperity but moral decay, Amos warned Israel and surrounding nations of God's future judgment on their sin. Obadiah, God's judgment against Edom, an evil nation located south of the Dead Sea. Jonah, the story of the prophet Jonah who preached repentance in Nineveh, capital of the Syrian Empire. The book reveals God's love and plan of repentance for the Gentiles. Micah, another prophecy against Israel's sin, foretells the birthplace of Jesus 700 years before the event happened. Nahum tells of the impending destruction of Nineveh, which had been spared some 150 years earlier through Jonah's preaching. Habakkuk reveals God's plan to punish a sinful nation by an even more sinful one, teaches that the just shall live by faith. Zephaniah, Judgment and Restoration of Judah. Haggai urges the Jews to rebuild the temple after a 15-year delay due to enemy resistance. Zechariah, further urging to complete the temple and renew spiritual commitment, foretells Christ's first and second comings. Malachi, written after the return of God's people from exile, the purpose of this book is to ensure that the hearts of the Jews was right, that they were keeping God first in their lives. Revelation, a revelation of end-time events. Christ's prophetic teachings. Study the prophetic teachings of Jesus using the following outline, which is arranged by subject. The Second Coming of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 47. Chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Chapter 26, verse 64. Mark chapter 2, verse 20. Chapter 8, verse 38. Chapter 13, verses 7 through 36. And chapter 14, verse 62. Jerusalem, Matthew chapter 5, verse 34 and 35, chapter 23, verses 37 through 39, and chapter 24, verse 2. Mark chapter 13, verse 2. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, chapter 19, verses 42 through 44, chapter 21, verses 20 through 24, chapter 23, verses 28 through 31. John chapter 4, verse 21. The Jews. Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, chapter 10, verse 6, chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, chapter 15, verses 24 and 26, chapter 21, verses 31 and 32, chapter 22, verses 2 through 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 27. Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 35, chapter 21, verse 24, chapter 22, verses 67 and 68. John chapter 4, verse 22, chapter 7, verses 19 and 21, chapter 8, verses 37 through 47 and 49, chapter 9, verses 41, chapter 10, verses 26 and 32, chapter 18, verses 20 and 36. The Scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, chapter 15, verses 7 through 9, and verse 14, chapter 16, verse 6, chapter 23, verses 2 to 7, and verses 13 through 15, verses 25 through 27, and verses 29 through 36. Mark chapter 7, verse 6, chapter 8, verse 15, chapter 12, verses 38 through 40. Luke chapter 11, verses 39 and 40 to 44, 46 to 52, chapter 12, verse 1, and chapter 20, verses 46 and 47. John chapter 5, verse 42. The Gentiles. Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, chapter 21, verse 43, chapter 22, verses 8 through 10, chapter 24, verse 14, chapter 28, verse 19. Mark chapter 13, verse 10, and chapter 16, verse 15. Luke chapter 13, verse 29, chapter 24, verses 46 and 47. John chapter 10, verse 16. False prophets and false teachings. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 18 and verse 20. Chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, 23, 24, and 26. Mark chapter 13, verses 5, 6, 21, and 22. Luke chapter 6, verses 39, 43, and 44. Chapter 17, verses 1, 2, 22, and 23. Chapter 21, verse 8. John chapter 10, verses 1 and 8.